Springfield and Westchester counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, and I'm joined on the line now by the Director of Planning and Zoning for the town of Greenwich, Pat LaRoe, as P&Z met last night. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm good, thank you.
All right. What were some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
So we had two cancellations, so a little bit of a briefer discussion than normal, but still a long meeting. The first item that the commission talked about was a new house being built at 204 Otter Rock in the Bellhaven section. This was a first one of the lots of a subdivision that was approved over 5 years ago. The commission had a lot of concerns about the development with the amount of impervious and the runoff and all the issues that come with developing a lot with a lot of lot coverage on it. So the commission is looking for the applicant to address those concerns and come back at a later meeting. Second item was 1381 East Putnam Avenue. It's a change of use or a change of tenant, I should say, from a fitness studio to a Pilates studio. The applicant there was asking the commission to consider allowing them to have more persons involved in the classes that would take place on site than there are parking spaces per zoning. The commission was not really and thrilled with the idea. They would like to see a more cooperative parking plan and management plan, so they referred that back to staff to hopefully work out the details so that we don't have a non-conforming parking situation. 177 Hamilton Ave was the 830G application that we heard in December. That application was postponed and will be heard at a later meeting. GPH Holdings is the corporation that owns the railroad station on Railroad Ave in Central Greenwich. This was the second time we've seen this iteration of the redevelopment plan. Just for those who don't remember or don't know, the movie theater is gone, and it's proposed to be taken down and replaced with more commercial space, mostly restaurants and a little bit of retail, and then a new facelift and improvements to the station and the sidewalks and everything around it. The commission had there's a couple of issues with sewer data and some traffic and just movement around the building that the commission wants the applicant to look into. So they've left it open to address some of these outstanding issues and hopefully be back sometime in February. The next was WH House, which is a large home on 109 Byram Shore Road. The applicant there is looking to construct a pool house and a new pool and some other accessory buildings on the site. The property's over building volume, which is a trigger in our town for a special permit. So that's why it's before the commission and not an administrative application. That application was actually approved last night. And then we got into our discussion items, our pre-app non-binding discussions. The first was a small addition and some work proposed at the COSCOB branch of the Greenwich Library. They were looking to expand their community room by a couple hundred square feet and do a little patio outside for some of their outdoor learning and activities and build a storage shed. And this is the first time the commission's heard about the proposal. The library feels that it needs a little more room at the branch to accommodate the programming that goes on there. We heard a lot of comments from the commission about the organization of some of the spaces outdoors, particularly because there may be some trees that need to get moved. So the applicant was asked to make sure that we're not just taking trees away, that we're actually going to replace what's lost and work with the ARC and then come back to the commission with a final site plan when it's ready. The next application, or pre-app, I should say, was COCON, and that is 6 Neal Lane. For those of you who have done any surveying or construction in town, you may know that this is the home of Rocco B. D'Andrea. They own a very large lot that extends off of that Neal Lane. The back, probably 5/8 of it, is a residential zone, and the front building is in the business zone. And the D'Andreas are looking to expand the business and have more space in their office. And to do that, they need to do a possible rezoning of the lot in the back to allow for office use and expansion into that, not the property, they own the property, but the zoning back there is residential, so it would need to be changed for them to do that. So it's a unique proposal because they're actually proposing to put some of the property in conservation easement because a lot of it's wetlands or just really, really dense forest. So that will be coming back hopefully as an application in the future. And then the last pre-app was Windflower LLC, 11 Sherwood Avenue. This was a discussion about it's a sort of a double dipper. It's a conservation subdivision concept, which is essentially you create smaller lots in exchange for larger open space and an HO, which is historic overlay. The property has historic buildings on it. One of them is a Tudor house. The applicant is considering doing 11 homes here with maintaining the historic home as a clubhouse. It's similar to the Chieftain's property, which is also off of Sherwood and King's, Sherwood and King Street. And there was a lot of discussion about the efficacy of the plan, how it's going to work for drainage, and this is all on septic and wells. And if the development is too dense or a little bit overzealous in the idea of creating new homes in an area that is, 4-acre zoning. So that was, again, sent back to the drawing board a little bit, and hopefully the applicant will come back with some revisions that will be contemplated.
All right, sounds good. Just one approval, though, if my notes are correct.
Yeah, just one approval. it happens sometimes.
Yeah, but moving the ball down the court. When's the next meeting, Pat? Any word on what's on the agenda for those?
Yes, that one? Next meeting will be the 7th of February. We will be discussing a 830G at 51 to 68 Deerfield that's behind the Greenwich Main Branch Library. I believe it's 16 units. A lot of people have interest in it, so that's our intention to have it on that meeting. 177 Hamel Ave should be back at that time, as will 220 Davis, which is a two-family project that has been working out issues with sewer and other DPW-related departments on the 7th.
All right, great. And real quick, Pat, just to refresh my memory on this, the cannabis sales going up around Connecticut and things like that. What's the status of this in Greenwich?
So we opted out of the licensing. So we do not permit the sale or production of cannabis licenses in the town.
Okay, so that's where it stands now. All right, great. Pat, appreciate your time this morning. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you, Tony.
Watch your driving on the roads coming home.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Pat LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich, and the P&Z met last night.